Now, Afghan security forces have killed the gunman who staged a siege on a guest house popular with foreigners in the capital, Kabul. Police say the gunman did not get the chance to detonate their explosive belts. The identity of the assailants is yet to be confirmed. The siege lasted for 7 hours as attackers engaged in a gunfight with police forces. Five people, including foreign nationals, were killed and six were injured in the incident. An American citizen is also among the fatalities. 54 people, among them foreign nationals, were also rescued after being trapped inside the guest house. The incident occurred in a central neighborhood home to UN compounds. No group has so far claimed responsibility for the attack. However, Taliban militants have attacked guest houses many times in the past. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now on the line from the Afghan capital. Faiz, obviously, it seems the siege has now ended. What more details do we have at this time?
Well, the siege is over now, and three attackers were involved in this attack house here in Kabul, which is used by foreign nationals, and the attackers have been killed by Afghan security forces. Several people have been killed, including foreign nationals. An American citizen is also among the dead, and the death of this American citizen has been confirmed by the U.S. Embassy here in Kabul. Interestingly, no group has claimed responsibility yet for this attack, but insurgents for this. And the Afghan police at the scene were telling to reporters that it's fine.
But in Faiz, we were speaking earlier, I do apologize for interrupting you, we were speaking earlier, Faiz, about this kind of security that these guest houses have. So I'm wondering, put this into context for us, how tough would it be to break through such security?
Well, guest houses are protected by private companies across Afghanistan.
Okay, it seems, I do apologize, Faiz, it seems we're having some audio difficulties. We'll have to leave it there for now, but of course we do sincerely appreciate your reporting. That was Faiz Khurshid, who was speaking just live from Kabul.